McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
So, somebody wants to know, while I interview Patrick Moore on the air again, it wasn't actually on the radio, it was on the podcast. But anyway, yeah, he is one of the former founders of Greenpeace, and he now does interviews talking about climate change and who's responsible. And by the way, nobody is a climate change denier. I hear people going, are you a climate change denier? Nobody is denying. She couldn't deny that the climate is changing. You know, the climate changes all the time. When I say all the time, it's what they call, you know, it's kind of this kind of pattern over the last God knows how many thousands of years where it constantly keeps changing all the time. And we can see that, by the way, with our kind of milder winters. Remember last winter, January and February was quite mild. You know, we're seeing more rain, for example, at certain times of the year than we would have ever saw before. Yeah, we are going to get higher temperatures every now and again. You know, those kind of peak temperatures might get higher. So the climate does change. The whole argument about it is not does the climate change, but who's responsible and what can we do about it and can we do something about it? And there are two sides of that argument. And it's important that we listen to both sides of that argument. Shutting people down doesn't work. That's censorship. That whole idea of, oh, there's a professor there and he doesn't believe it. Let's not give him any airtime or funding. That's not the way we should do things in society. We should give that professor the same funding and the same airtime. And if he's wrong, he's wrong. And that's how we move on and we learn. That's how we learn, isn't it? Anyway, getting back to this email. We've received a letter from a listener, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I hope this letter finds you well, Niall. As a regular listener to your show, I appreciate the variety of perspectives you present on many issues. However, with the Christmas season now upon us, I feel compelled to share a concern that weighs heavily on my heart. A man of faith, I hold Christmas to be one of the most sacred celebrations of the year. It's a time to reflect on the birth of Christ, the ultimate gift of love and salvation, and to honour God through prayer, worship and acts of kindness. Yet every year I'm struck by the growing contradiction between what Christmas is meant to be or meant to represent and how it is actually observed by so many. The commercialisation of Christmas is well documented and that alone is troubling. But what bothers me even more is how people embrace the festivities, decorating trees, exchanging gifts and attending parties, while giving little, if any, thought to the religious significance of the season. How can we sing carols about Christ's birth or display nativity scenes while neglecting to attend church or live by the principles that he taught? I do not say this out of judgment, but out of sadness. Christmas is more than just a cultural holiday. It's a holy day. To celebrate it without acknowledging its spiritual roots is to miss its profound meaning entirely. For those of us who practice our faith, it often feels as though the sacredness of this time has been diluted by shallow traditions of empty gestures. My hope in writing this letter is not to shame anybody, but to encourage your listeners to reflect on the true essence of Christmas. By all means, enjoy the lights, the meals, the family gatherings. But let us not forget, at the heart of this season is a call to faith, humility and gratitude, a call to draw closer to God and to live as Christ taught us to live. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts. I hope the season brings you a renewed sense of peace and purpose to all who hear this message. Well, he makes a fair point, I suppose. But what do you think? Are we all hypocrites? Because that's essentially kind of what he's saying. We're all hypocrites for celebrating Christmas but ignoring the religious aspect. And over 50% of us, by the way, proclaim not to be religious. You know, they might be still Catholics, but proclaim not to be religious. Only 48% of the population, I believe, proclaim to be actually religious people or to engage in their religion. So, are we hypocrites? Look, here's me. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I've said it a million times. I have a huge respect for people who are Christian, and that's fine. I respect their belief in God. But I love Christmas. I love what it stands for. I love what it means. I talk about Christmas. I'm happy to sing Christmas carols, even though they include the words Jesus and God and all those things. So am I a hypocrite for celebrating a religious festivity for my own benefit because I enjoy it? Are we hypocrites for celebrating Christmas when we're not actually celebrating, according to him, the birth of Christ? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Kathleen first. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hello now. Welcome back.
Thank you very much indeed, Kathleen. Appreciate it.
I know you're an atheist now, but I tell you what, if everybody was like you in this world, it would be a better place.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I really mean that, because you have a really good spirit about you, and that's what I like.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, well, I've often said, by the way, welcome. I'm the most Christian atheist you'll ever come across.
Yeah, because, oh God, oh dear me. Well, now, I'm a Catholic. I used to be a very good Catholic now, but I got a bit of illness on me and I have to get a bit of help now in the home. So I don't get a chance to go to Mass now on a Sunday.
Okay.
But I do pray. I do say a little few prayers in the home, you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problems in the home at the moment with family and there's a lot of problems here, but
okay.
I just say
I hope you get through all those, and I hope those problems all remedy themselves at some point.
I think I'll be taking them to the bloody grave of me now at this stage, but yeah. Anyway, I don't think that Christmas for me now is the way it used to be when my parents were here, and you know, our loved ones. I think that it's not like, I just feel that it's not the way I would have liked it. It's nice. It's the day that's in it, you know, nice food and, you know, treat yourself, do loads of chocolate. And that'd be about it for me. But I don't like to think that I don't go to Mass. And am I a hypocrite? I do believe in, but I just don't get it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't get it anymore now.
For me, Christmas, it's not about obviously Jesus Christ, because I'm not religious. Mind you, I'm still happy to see all those kind of religious celebrations around the world. But in saying that, Christmas to me is just, it's a time where you have a little bit of time off work, you have 4 or 5 days off work. And you're giving something, even if it's a small gift. I know some people say, well, you might not have much money. Even if, you know what myself and Karen love to do? We love to give each other loads of cards. So I get her like about 6 or 7 Christmas cards. She gets me about 6 or 7 Christmas cards. And we give them to each other throughout the day. You know, so it's and it's just a shy time to show your appreciation for the people that you love, your children. And it is about kids. It's a lot of it is about kids, isn't it?
Of course it is. Of course, yeah. And when you have no children in the house, you know, it's just not quite the same. But you can celebrate, you know, you can kind of buy gifts in the year for their birthdays. I think that I'd be more into celebrating birthdays now.
Yeah.
I don't mind Christmas. Okay.
And will you have a Christmas dinner? Will you put together a Christmas dinner? Or?
Oh, yeah. I don't eat turkey now. I eat duck.
Duck. When I say I've never had duck, I tried it once. Doesn't appeal to me at all. It's too greasy for me.
No, it's a bit on the greasy side.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey, but it's kind of like it's something I've always done. But I'd make a good spread, you know, and stuff like that. But then,
and would you have? How many people would be?
I've been on my own.
I've
only got one. You see, my family's very. My family are not with me.
Yeah.
So it's a very. What is, you know, kind of, what's the word I want? My family. I do have a family, but...
All disconnected, all disjointed, all over the place. Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm...
And nobody would say to me, would you like to come up to my house or, you know...
Yeah.
And it'd be many, many years that I've been here now. I've been in this apartment since 2003. I've never been invited. Only place I was invited to now was the RDF on Christmas Day for the free dinner. That's when I first came to Ireland. So, you know, but it was very kind, and that means a lot to me. Be like yourself. If somebody shows you that kindness, you know, putting the hand out to you, that's a nice thing to do, isn't it? You know.
Well, isn't that what Christmas is about, isn't it? Christmas is the time where we do those kind of things. I know we should do them all the time, but it is a time where people make kindly gestures like that. But hang on for a second.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Okay,
now.
Hang on. Let me just go to Eddie as well. Eddie.
Good evening, Noel.
Are you religious, Eddie? I don't know whether you are or not. Are you religious?
No. I'm very like you.
Oh, but but you're a Grinch. You hate Christmas anyway, don't you?
I don't like it at all. I don't like it. But here's the thing on this topic, Noel, right? You're not a hypocrite if you're not religious, right? But if you tick that box on that census form to identify as Catholic, right, and there isn't a modicum of religion involved in your festive period, no saying grace before dinner, no going to mass, like, no crib, any of that, then you are a hypocrite. Mm. You have to be, because you're not practicing any of the faith you proclaim to follow. So you have to be a hypocrite.
But we do a lot of those things. People have little nativity.
I mean, I'm a hypocrite.
No, hang on.
But the point I'm making, Eddie, is a lot of the... No, hang on. Give me a second. A lot of the stuff that we do, like, you know, putting little cribs on the hall table or whatever, right? Little nativities or whatever. A lot of that's traditional. It's more traditional than religious, isn't it?
Noel, a couple of weeks ago, there was a podcast on the show when Gary was standing in, and it was about, is Ireland losing its religion, right?
Yeah.
And the overall consensus was, yes, it is. In 1961, in the consensus, right, 94.9% identified as Catholic. In the last one, it dropped by 25%. And I just a quick Google there told me in the 90s, 80% of Ireland went to church. In 2020, it was down to 28%.
That's right.
It's gone. Like, the Catholic religion is gone here. And it's only the Blue Rinse Brigade that are actually keeping it going. And you remember a couple of years ago...
The Blue Rinse Brigade. Kathleen, he's talking about the older generation there.
They go in and they light a candle and they sit there. But when those generations are gone, like... Christmas to my nephews and nieces, right, and to my family, none of them, and all my friends, none of them are religious. They're celebrating, but they're celebrating a week off work because they can see family, meet friends for a pint. There's not a religious aspect of any of the holiday, you know?
Yeah.
There's not a religious aspect comes into it at all.
But it wouldn't exist. You know? But here's the thing, Eddie. It wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the religious aspect of it. Well... I know it is. No, it's the winter. Well, it's the winter solstice. It's a pagan holiday, by the way. Initially, it became a Christian holiday. But the pagan holiday had nothing to do with it. It was a little bit darker than the holiday that we have now. I mean, and there's arguments over whether Christ was actually born on the 25th of December or not. Some other scholars. Scholars say that he was born in the summer.
We like to identify as Catholic, but we really aren't. We're just picking a box. Right, on a census form to identify as it. But if you were to actually sit down every single person that ticked that box and say, okay, you identify as Catholic, you go to church, do you pray, do you do this, do you do that? Well, you would hazard a guess over 75% would say no. You know? And all of my family and friends, I know for a fact, none of them will go to church on Christmas Day. They don't even go at Easter, at Lent, any other period of the year, Sunday. None of them go. We like to think we're Catholic, but we don't practice our faith.
But what about, you know? What about Chris? What about, sorry to cross you there, but what about christenings and, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We're all current Christians. You know, births, deaths and marriages. And we don't darken the door of the church for any other time of the year.
No.
You know.
I've seen that myself.
Like I said it the other week, they're now training lay people to do funeral liturgies because there's not enough priests to go around. No one's going into the priesthood. Yeah. 20 seminarians joined Maynooth College last year. You know, just...
Yeah, I'm just looking here. Martin makes a point by text. Says, good evening, Niall. Actually, the Bible makes it quite clear. The ultimate gift of Christ was not the birth. It was actually his sacrifice into a horrible and ignominious death after living a perfect and exemplary life.
It's a great point, but that doesn't cross anybody's mind on Christmas Day. They don't sit there and have their dinner and have a few days off working a few points and go, gee, that poor old Jesus fella had an awful life so he could have this. They don't think about that. But nobody does.
Go ahead, Kathleen. Sorry now. But I just want to say to you that I remember when I was a child, you know, it would have been more so in my, you know, I mean, obviously I'm older than you now, but I mean, it would have been part of the culture in my life when I was growing up. You know, because it was part of my parents' life. And therefore, back in the generations, do you know what I mean? It would have been more so no meat on a Friday. And I remember my own granddad.
Well, the traditions of Christmas come from religion, essentially, don't they? I mean, Eddie, as well. You know, the whole idea of Santa Claus, that comes from St. Nicholas. Now, don't get me wrong, it was commercialized by Coca-Cola. Yeah. But it comes from St. Yeah. Nicholas, you know, who was a saint of forgiving or whatever it was. So all of those kind of traditions. And when you talk about people not being religious, 48% of the population, according to the census, by the way, said they're not religious or don't practice their religion. Yes. When you look at the amount of children that make their confirmation and communion, particularly communion,
Yeah, exactly.
The vast majority still make their communion. So the point is, it's not that those kids walking up the aisle making their communion with their little hands, you know, together, you know, praying, are really believers in God. It's become a tradition.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I was talking to my mum about this a couple of weeks ago, right? She's like 75. I said, do you identify as Catholic? She says, yeah. I said, when was the last time you were at church? She goes, well, I'd say a prayer at night. And I said to her, well, the Catholic diocese came out there a couple of weeks ago and said they're going to have to close down something like 600 churches in the next 20 years because nobody's going anymore. I said, if you really want to help your religion, go and attend church. It needs footfall. It needs people like you. Saying a prayer at home isn't going to help the Catholic Church, you know?
By the way, somebody says, no, why are you talking about Christmas? It's ages away. It's not. It's only 30 days away. It's actually the 25th of the 11th. Stay there for a second, Eddie, if you can. Thank you, Kathleen. I'll come to Maureen straight after this break, okay? All right, stay with me there for a second, Eddie. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you again, Maureen.
Nice to hear, have you back.
Thank you very much indeed. Maureen, as a religious person, and I know you're deeply religious, do you believe that we're hypocrites? Am I a hypocrite for celebrating Christmas because I'm not religious at all?
Well, in a way, I do, because, but I suppose I'm more so, when I hear Catholics say, well, I celebrate, but I don't go to Mass. They're hypocrites of the highest order, because they should know the faith.
Wait, is that an essential part of it? Is Mass or the church just not the people? I mean, you can pray to God at home, can't you?
No, the church is the people. No, you can't, because the mass is essential, and it's one of the Ten Commandments. Because we go to Mass. Look, we're invited to dine with Christ, because us Catholics believe He is their body, blood, soul, and divinity, and you are required under the Ten Commandments to go to Mass. You don't have to go every day.
Which sorry for asking, but I'm sorry for being ignorant and asking, but which commandment is the one that says you must go to Mass?
Oh, God.
I'm just curious. I'm not trying to catch you out. I'm not trying to catch you out. I'm just curious.
You should keep the Sabbath day holy.
Oh, okay. But that doesn't necessarily mean going to Mass. It means that
Can
you privately pray?
No. Christ instituted the Mass at the Last Supper. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples. He said, do this in memory of me. And actually, the apostles were the first priests.
So, I know Eddie doesn't celebrate Christmas because he's just a bit of a Grinch, right? it's nothing to do with the fact
that
it's not the fact that he's not religious. He's just a Grinch. But if he wasn't such a Grinch and he was celebrating Christmas and he was hanging out with his family and having a few beers and, you know, doing the hoo-ha and handing out gifts, you know, one of these days he'll do that. Do you think he's being a hypocrite?
Does he go to Mass?
No.
Well, yeah, he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, you don't go to Mass, Eddie, do you? No.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Look, if you identify as Catholic, you should be wanting to go to church. I mean, you don't see any mosques that are empty, because these people, these Muslims, practice their faith. You know, that's the difference. We don't.
But that's because Islam would be similar to the way Christianity was in this country 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So it's just about 30 years behind. But you are now seeing many young Muslims who, I'm not saying they don't take the religion seriously, but they interpret it differently. So what I'm saying is, like, if you go back to my mother's time, my mom went to church with a headscarf on her, because that's what the Bible, Maureen will correct me if I'm wrong here, but the Bible, that's in the Bible too, for women to have a headscarf on, right? men would take off their hats when they would walk into a church. You know, that was kind of traditional. You know, people were very religious. My mother and father went to Mass all the time. They forced us to go to Mass when we were kids. Everybody went to Mass. You couldn't get a seat in a church on a Sunday. There was four sittings. I lived in Edenmore. And there was four Masses on a Sunday. You couldn't get a seat. The back of the church would be packed. They'd be out in the car park.
And you know what, Noel, right? I only said this a while back. It's because people are a lot more educated now than back then, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Scandals, like mother and babies homes, Bishop Casey, all of this.
That added to the problem. Name. That added to it. But that didn't take people completely away from the church. You're right. Education has a lot to do with it. And people have different social lives and society has moved on a little bit. But what I'm saying is, you know, by you saying to me, well, you have to go to Mass, I don't think you do.
Saying,
I think you can
I'm
still be religious. I think
I'm
religion is different nowadays.
I'm not saying you have to go, but I'm saying if you're a Catholic, you should want to go at least once a bloody year. You know what I mean? But people aren't. Like all of my family and friends, I can tell you now, the only time they go to church is births, deaths and marriages. And that's the way it is. And there isn't a religious aspect for most of this population to this festive period coming up anymore.
Yeah, but Eddie, if you're Catholic, you're bound to attend Mass every Sunday.
And that is why I'm calling them hypocrites. And that is why I'm calling them hypocrites.
And I'm calling them hypocrites as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if you follow a religion, the clue is in the word follow. Why sign the thing to identify as a religion if you're not actually following it?
So practice what you preach is what you're saying to me.
100%. I mean, if I identified as a Muslim, I'd be following that. If I identified as a Protestant, I'd be following their teachings.
Yeah, but not every Muslim kneels down, you know, facing Mecca on a regular basis every day on a mat on the ground saying prayers.
Noel, I'm just giving you examples of different religions, different faiths. You know, I'm not asking you to follow it every bloody day.
Hang on. Just because, you know, a Muslim might like throw a mat on the ground and face Mecca and say prayers God knows many times a day, or a Christian doesn't wear a headscarf into church or whatever it is or go to church every Sunday, I don't believe that means they're not religious. They just practice religion in a different way. I mean, we've changed in how we practice religion sometimes,
Noel,
as well.
As I said to you bluntly, most people I know, family and close friends, identify as Catholic. They don't practice it in any way whatsoever.
But you're saying
not
that.
One of them. Okay. Not one of them will go to church on Christmas Day, midnight Mass.
But that's not all being a Catholic or being a Christian is about.
They're about as Catholic as I am, but they don't like to admit it.
But being a Christian or being a Catholic is more about being a good person, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think I'm a decent skin, but I don't have to identify as a religion to be a nice guy.
Yeah, sorry, Maureen, what are you saying? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, if you just live your life to, you know, saying I'm just a good person, and you know I'm this, that, and the other, that's no guarantee that you're pushing the up button in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
That's me coming from a Catholic point of view.
Stay there a second. Let me go to Jennifer as well. Well, hang on, Maureen and Eddie. Jennifer, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jennifer, are we hypocrites for celebrating Christmas if we're not actually religious?
I think there is an element of hypocrisy in it. Unless you practice a certain little piece of it, maybe. You don't have to, I don't believe you have to actually attend Mass weekly. You can also be religious and do your prayers at home or have your altar or have
Maureen doesn't think so.
Lent, Lent, all of that kind of thing. Mm. I do think it has a very important role in people's life, and I think that's missing from what it was years back in my time. I was born in the 80s.
Yeah.
So we kind of tried to be good people and tried to follow, you know, the religious, Catholic religious way.
Yeah.
You tried to be good, or you were sorry that you cursed, or you were this, so I think, or this or that kind of. So I think it has a very important place to play in people's life. I have older children in their 20s who would have that instilled in them. And I have a younger one who is 13 who hasn't a clue.
Right.
And I would say replace social media with, not, it doesn't have to be a religion, but I think the beliefs and the trying and the working towards element of it.
Yeah, social media is like the new religion, isn't it? Yeah, that's like the new religion, social media.
If you're Catholic, you are duty bound to attend Mass Because if you do not attend Mass, that is considered one of the mortal sins.
What's the lady's name you have on there?
Maureen.
What's the lady's name you have? No, the other lady.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi, nice to meet you, Eddie. Do you identify as Catholic?
I do.
Okay, when I tell you now, I read in the paper a couple of weeks ago that the Catholic religion in this country have come out and said about 600 churches are closing soon in the next few years because nobody goes, and you identify as Catholic. Would you go out and support them? Keep them open?
Well,
or are you just still going to just go and not go?
If there's no demand for them in the areas, fair enough, but there's a demand in certain areas. You know, certain areas. I don't think they should close them all, but if the numbers are not there, you know, that just...
What I'm trying to say is, if I was Catholic, I wouldn't want that to happen, and I'd do my damn best to support my faith. That's what I would do.
I wouldn't. I would also not want that to happen. I think it is wrong because Ireland is losing its, I suppose... It's,
but by your own admission, Jennifer, you said you don't go to Mass.
I'm still a little bit stuck back in, you know, in the 80s when it was important. I know all the abuse and all that.
No, what I'm saying is, by your own admission, you said you don't have to go to Mass.
You don't have to go to Mass.
I appreciate your opinion, by the way, and you're absolutely entitled to your opinion. But by your own admission, you said you don't go to Mass anymore. So a lot of people think like you, and they believe, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, I don't need to go to Mass because that's not too important. And that's why the churches are closing down.
Yeah. You're actually damaging
it. Sometimes, but not
enough. The Mass is the most important celebration of the Catholic faith.
I believe.
And again, I'll say it to you again.
You know,
if you do not attend Mass, you can be the best person you want to be. But if you're not attending Mass on Judgment Day, you will answer for it.
Okay, that's a bit of a trash.
Because this is a teaching of the Catholic faith. And people don't like to hear the correct teaching of the Catholic faith.
I didn't know it was a sin not to attend Mass, Maureen.
Yeah, can I ask you a question there?
Yeah, sorry, Eddie.
And if you don't go on a Sunday, it's a mortal sin.
Yeah, sorry.
Are they still practicing religion in schools, Catholic religion in schools? I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Well, there's still an ethos there. Yeah, there's still the religion class, yeah.
Still teaching Catholic religion, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be gone from school in about 20 years' time.
It's actually not very good because my 12-year-old, she's almost 13, she doesn't even understand the proper, you know, how the older ones would have. The older one is 29. So there's a massive difference in the whole
thing. And here's the thing. In 20 years' time, there'll be nobody left to teach it in schools.
I agree. That's what's happening.
That's my point.
But I do believe it'd be gone.
Well, there has been an effort by the Department of Education over the last 10 years to separate church and state. So, you know, so there has been an effort to remove the religious ethos from schools. And I imagine that probably will happen over the next few years.
I do think it will.
Yeah, 100%
it will.
I think
it's wrong because Ireland is losing all of its traditions.
And here's
the thing. But here's the thing. Can I tell you something? They did this years ago in America. They removed religion. So you're not allowed to teach one particular religion in a public school in America. But yet, if you look at some of the states in America, particularly, say, Republican states, they're deeply religious people. More religious than we are.
But here's the thing, Boyle. In our constitution, changed in 72, we're a secular society, so no one faith takes precedence over the other. So by law, if we're teaching Catholicism, we should be teaching other religions at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I actually am a teacher, by the way.
Oh, okay. Sorry for interrupting you, Jennifer. We don't, Eddie, because 83% of the schools in this country are Catholic patronage.
Yes. Yeah.
Watch that drop. All the brothers in schools, they're old now.
Yeah. Sorry, Jennifer, what are you saying?
I was saying I know a friend of mine who would live up in the Tala area, and when she was trying to get her child into a school, you know, a primary school. Actually, about 3 years ago, her child wasn't baptised. So she wasn't able to actually get the child in without having the child baptised. And then the other point I wanted to make...
Well, that's gone now. The baptismal barrier, as they used to call it, has been removed now from schools. So that's gone. Yeah, so they're not allowed to do that anymore. Listen, I have to finish up the conversation anyway. Jennifer, thank you very much indeed. Eddie, Maureen, I appreciate you all coming on.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.